The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider, Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, online at WTKA.com. I am live in the web studio, while Ira is live inside the MDN studios. Now, why are we in separate locations this morning? Because we are practicing social distancing. We are practicing what we preach. And that's why there's limited staff at Ann Arbor Radio this morning. They say keep gatherings to fewer than 10 people. And so the staff that can work from home needs to do so. So we, like many of you, are doing that, and we'll be doing that for the foreseeable future. But we can still do what we do every day and run a show, have on great guests like our next guest. I had a chance to hear him speak recently of the U of M Club of Ann Arbor, did an outstanding job, kind of bringing us in on how the season was going up to that point. Some of the rising stars on his team in one of the best programs in the entire country on the water polo side of things. Michigan water polo is, as I said, one of the top programs in the country. Joining us to talk about not only the season that they completed, but also obviously, the cancellation of the remainder of the season is Michigan water polo coach Marcelo Leonardi. Marcelo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
And thank you for joining us. Before we get into the season, kind of reflecting upon how it had been going, how it had gone up to that point, just take us into the chronology of events, what you were hearing, when you heard it, as far as the season being canceled, and then, of course, sharing the news, breaking the news to your team.
Well, I got to go back almost a full week last Wednesday. In mind you, every single day, I feel like it's almost a week. Every single day is about a week or a month of time. That's how much information and things have changed. But I have to go probably back to last Wednesday. I was talking to couple of my seniors on what the next practice was going to look like. And, we got in on Thursday, and she looked at me and she's like, could this be our last practice? And so she was like, maybe we shouldn't condition and train as much. And then we'll have a good practice, right? And not knowing that that was actually going to be our last practice. I brought my team in together after our administration did a great job of notifying about the process up to that time. And there is no protocol. It's every day we're learning something new. So I brought the team together. I brought what I call our circle together. And I relayed as much news as one I'm able to. And I always remind the athletes, I'm not the most intelligent person in the room, but I will be the best informed up to that point. And so I relayed the message, and there was a plethora of emotions, high, low, a lot of questions, and then every day something new. And, currently as I'm having this conversation with you, I'm social distancing, and I'm at my home, and I'm not at work, and it feels awkward. I feel like I should be grinding and doing the next thing, but this is the best thing for our country and for Michigan. So,
right, absolutely, absolutely. So, take us up to, and I've already heard much of this because I heard you, really give a great synopsis of the year over at the U of M Club. But for our listeners, kind of take us through the season up to the point in which it ended and how things have been going.
Well, I believe we finished off 11-8. I brought in a group of young, talented, and hungry water polo players from all over the country. And, this is an Olympic year. And so with graduation from last year and a couple of Australian athletes that are, you know, vying for Tokyo, we had a young group that was hungry to get their opportunities. So we spent a lot of time in the fall redeveloping our culture, putting a premium on what we could control within our circle, right? And we rolled back January to start our season, and we had probably the most difficult schedule in the country our first 12 games. I want to say everybody was ranked in the top 20. I'm going to say about two-thirds of the game were versus top 10 or top 5 programs, and so we were battle-tested. We learned immediately and quickly who we were as a group, and we showed a lot of grit and perseverance through the first, yeah, I'm going to say month and a half of our season. We ended up playing Cal, Stanford, UCLA, and Santa Barbara, and at that time, all those programs were in the top 7 multiple times. You know, we won some games, we lost some games, but heading into the Irvine tournament, which for us, it's the best tournament in the country, other than NCAA tournament, right? Because it takes the top 16 teams in the country, and you go head-to-head tournament style. You know, you play 4 games in 3 days, and we were seeded going into the tournament number 8, and we're seeded number 10, and we had to face number 7 Cal, and we haven't beaten Berkeley since 2016. And so this was our third meeting of the year, and game went into overtime, and we found a way to win. And that was that kind of showed us how far that we have come, not only in the fall, but within our season. And we looked at each other and we're like, why not a Final Four? You know, why not make a push for a national championship? And after that weekend, we came back. We had our senior weekend. We hosted our Wolverine invite. We had 4 teams come in. We competed. We had our senior weekend. We honored our seniors. And if somebody would have told me that that was the last time that I would be coaching this team, you know, we always focus on the negatives, right? Like, we can't do this, we can't do that. But I'm fortunate enough to have at least had a weekend with our seniors as part of Team 20. We had their family in town, their parents, and people flew from all over the world to come, and we celebrated our seniors. We can play the what if game, you know, and how far we could have gone and what we could have done, but I'm really proud of what we've accomplished with this group this year, because it speaks volumes.
Absolutely. We're talking to Michigan water polo coach Marcelo Leonardi here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. So, Marcelo, I've asked all the coaches their opinion on on the possibility of extending the eligibility of the seniors. You mentioned honoring your seniors. Where do you stand on that? Is that something you'd be in favor of, or do you think that the hurdles would be too high to clear to get something like that across? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's a tough question to answer now without understanding all the variables. And, you know, the biggest one is the finances, right? And obviously that's somebody else has to sit in a room and talk about that. But, you know, you look at spring sports that weren't able to play a championship, right? Where do you draw the line? Now, I'm in favor of allowing seniors definitely to come back that didn't get a chance to even play their season. But then where's that marker? What's the percentage, you know, that you allow somebody to come back? I'm excited to know that these student athletes have a chance to come back. I just think that all the other stuff, the finances, how do we make it work? Do we do it for one class? Do we do it for all classes? But if I keep telling people, if Michigan can do it, they can do it. They'll pilot anything to make things happen. And at the end of the day, it's about a student athlete experience. You know, there's very few of us that will go on to play professional athletics. And if this is the highlight of their career, You know, they should have a crack at it. They should have one more chance. You know, and a lot of them, you got to think about academically as well. Are they able to do it? Are they in the position to do it in terms of graduating on time, progress towards degree, grad programs? Does it offer somebody a chance to get a master's or start a professional degree? So, you know, you asked me if I would support it. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we would figure out how to make it work. But once again, I think those conversations need to happen at the family level, at the administrative level, and, you know, see how we're going to manage it. So.
Absolutely. All right. So let's look ahead. Let's look ahead to, I mentioned in the lead in that you guys, you have one of the top programs in the country without question. You brought that standard here to the Midwest and Michigan. So let's look ahead to next year. Kind of tell us what you have coming back. I know in talking to one of our good friends on the show, one of my Flint Town brothers, Jim Abbott. You have Ella Abbott on the team. We obviously know about Grace Harbaugh being on the team. You know that brings a lot of extra notice. So what about them? What about the squad you have coming back next year? And what about the athletes that you have coming in as well?
Oh, well, I got to be honest with you, we're going to be loaded. I mean, everybody, we're going to be – obviously, I don't want to sell our program short, and I'm not going to build the hype up too much, but I am definitely looking forward to what next year's team has to offer. You know, we redshirted two kids that were trying to make an Olympic run with Australia. We get both of them back in Maddie Steer and Abby Andrews. We return what you see from Team 20, which, you know, right now we're seventh in the country and we were just starting to roar, right? So you bring all these young, talented kids back, and we have, I feel, one of the best incoming freshman classes that I've been part of in this recruiting process. We bring in Libby, a center from New Zealand, who is in their pipeline, their national team pipeline. We end up bringing Elise Walker, who's probably one of the best two-way players in the country in terms of guarding the bigs and playing at the center position. And then we balance it out with a left-hander that's also going to balance out the opposite side of the pool. And then from there, one more year of development. One more year of development, which means freshman to sophomore, sophomore to junior. And now I never want to disrespect our seniors for this year because I feel like I'm in like a limbo. But the seniors to be for next year, they'll be ready. They'll be ready to take on the reins. And I will tell you this. This scenario that has presented itself, people will use it as a motivator. And they'll come back stronger. They'll come back hungrier. It's very unfortunate that, you know, these seniors as part of Team 20, this would have been their fourth championship in 4 years. And so they could use that as a motivator. So, I mean, I think it's a recipe for something special. Once again, we always vie for championships, Final Fours. But in my heart, I believe that we could win a national championship at Michigan. I look up at the banners of the pool, and I see that our swim program has done it, and I would love to be part of that at Michigan. So,
gotcha. Well, Marcelo, obviously done an amazing job with the program, making it one of the premier programs in the country. I appreciate you coming in, sharing your perspective with us again this morning, and looking forward to next year. And like you said, I mean, looking for a loaded Michigan water polo team. So I'll be excited to go on that journey, that ride with you, man. Thanks a lot for your time.
Hey, by the way, I love your show. Since the M Club, I've been listening, and you got a fan. So thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks a lot. I really, really appreciate it. You know, I always love people joining the Michigan Insider family. We need to get to a break because we have another coach coming up, his regular time slot. And he was, you know, we talk about the seasons that were just at the midway point, teams that were just hitting their groove and stride. And so when we talk Michigan men's lacrosse and Kevin Connery, you know, that's where they were. So we'll get his take, his perspective on things when we come back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.